This podcast is a part of the Newhoff Media Podcast Network.
Debbie Bogle, how are you doing?
I am doing great. It's a busy, busy time.
Yeah, how is the campaign going?
Campaign is going well. Still finishing up with Caterpillar. They're having a bowl-a-thon tomorrow night in support of United
Way. B-O-W-L?
What, how did I say it?
A bowl-a-thon. Right?
Yes.
Okay. Well, I mean, yeah, I meant bowling. Like in bowling, yes.
Yes, bowling. Yeah. I get made fun of a lot for saying words wrong.
So. It could be a mechanical bowl.
Yes, it's not a bowl-a-thon.
It could be like a straight out of Urban Cowboy thing.
It's a bowling tournament.
Yes.
And they just do so many things for United Way. And they're going to have Family Day coming up in October where their employees and the public can come out and see some of their products, their big giant mining trucks.
Right.
They'll have lots of things for their for kids to do and lots of fun stuff out there. So we appreciate what they do. Campaigns are kicking off all over the place. We're getting presentations scheduled and, it's just a great time. It's an exciting time for United Way.
What's it been like, COVID, into last spring and then into the fall and then through another spring and then into another fall. And I'm sure your world's been a little different and companies have been different, people working from home. Yes. Have you been able to bridge all those gaps?
You know, it's been kind of crazy. Places like Caterpillar, and we have quite a few businesses that most of their employees are still working from home. But they've been able to adapt, and I've done a lot of Zoom presentations. And
so that some of that stuff will probably be the new norm, right? I mean, as we sort of accelerate into because of the pandemic, there'll be a new way of doing campaigns.
Yes. And, I feel like we reached more people because, like, for Ameren, for example, I just got done doing several Zoom presentations to their staff. And I think it was easier for people to pop onto that rather than come down to the conference room, when they're.
Sure.
So it's, I think we're reaching more people. Last year was pretty incredible. Usually when there's a crisis, affects the whole community. A lot of times the donations go down because there just isn't as many people, working or whatever the case may be. And people were so generous last year. People really wanted to help. They wanted to help with COVID relief. They wanted to help with rent, food, whatever, they wanted to make sure these things were still happening and people had access to the services that they need. Because even though all of these things, that we were doing COVID related, the whole community, there were still those other issues that we are dealing with poverty and all of those things. So it was really important to be able to continue to do both things and make sure that we're reaching as many people as possible. So it's very inspiring when people step up the way they've stepped up.
Okay, well, and it's not too late. I mean, you've got plenty of time to still have a campaign.
Oh, yeah, we're just getting started. I mean, we've just done a few campaigns so far. We're getting them scheduled. It's so easy to be a part of this, and especially now with Zoom and these other things. And I can walk you through it, how easy it is, how you can do fun things with your employees to get them engaged, or just learn about what's happening in the community and how you can be a part of that. And it's so easy. You can call me at 217-422-8537. Had some people call yesterday about getting started and trying out a new campaign and doing some new fun things. So it's never too late. We do this all year round. And, it's really important to get our message out and let people know what does it mean to be a part of United Way.
All right. UWDecatur.org is the website. All right. Big thing. We're like, what, a couple of weeks from the food drive? As hard as that is to believe?
Yeah, it's coming quick. And
now, there was a glitch or something going on with the volunteers thing up front, right?
Yes, so you could get on and sign up for one shift, but it wasn't allowing to sign up for more than one shift.
Okay, so that's been fixed.
It's been fixed. If you were signing up for more than one shift, you might want to go back in there and check and see if your name's in. If you're in there, give me a call again at 422-8537. But if you signed up for one shift, it was working fine. But all that's been fixed now. I know we have the volunteers are rolling in. The very first shifts and the last shifts of the day are completely filled up. So we still have a few shifts left during the day, which a lot of times is our busiest time.
Yeah.
And so please go to our website at UW. decatur.org, and you can get signed up there.
You can also go to the 20th annual WSOY Community Food Drive page on natdecatur.com, and if you click under how to get involved, you can take that link right up to sign up to volunteer. But there's also frequently asked questions and fund distribution. I mean, all the information right. is available there, and a Venmo ability to go ahead and give ahead of time if you want.
Which is awesome. You know, people last year we brought that to the food drive, and people used it. It's a quick, easy way to be a part of the food drive. We will have credit card. You'll be able to use credit cards the day of at the site.
Yes.
You can also call into First Christian Church and be able to either pledge or pay with credit card through that. So there's lots of ways to be able to participate.
We want to make it as easy as possible. And we're going to cash again. Look, you know, the committee, the people, the volunteers, everybody that does this love the days of forklifts and trucks and food and the feeling behind all of that. But I just think this thing has, you know, this COVID being an accelerator that we just got in talking about, the upsides to doing the all cash, first and foremost, are is doing this with the utmost safety we can possibly do in what's really a bad time again for our county with COVID, right? We don't have to have hundreds of volunteers. We don't have to have people on top of each other. We don't have to have people doing the longer face-to-face interaction. We want to support the cause, protect our volunteers and the people that are participating in this event. But then the byproduct of that is the cash to these, I believe it was 13 area pantries that we supported last year, gives them to buy what they need when they need it. And then if you get to low as 19 cents a pound through the Central Illinois Food Bank, it's just that much more impactful.
Exactly. And, you know, people love to do food drives, you know, throughout the year. And they do bring canned goods in, and those things are important too. But this gives everybody the ability to buy, you know, maybe they don't need, you know, 100 cans of spaghetti, and they can buy what they need that they know their clients
or they're
will
running
use.
Low on or whatever they might need that's, you know, necessary.
Exactly.
So please give. And if you want to get one of those remaining slots to volunteer, I would encourage you to get there and do it pretty quickly because it fills up pretty fast because we don't need 500 people out there.
Right, right. And, you know, we have, I think, between 4 and 8 people per two-hour shift. We did two-hour shifts instead of one-hour shifts. Just to keep the same people there a little bit longer so there wasn't as many people coming and going. And, they are filling up fast. And it's still going to be a great day, a great event. You know, it'll just look a little different than we're used to again, and that's okay. It's still such an amazing day.
So we did 3.2 million pounds last year.
It's incredible. Absolutely incredible.
And, you know, obviously the goal is to beat that number.
Right.
That's daunting when you say it out loud. You know what I mean?
It is.
I mean, with all the faith I have in the incredibly generous people of this community, and my faith runs deep in that because I've just seen it with my own two eyes too many times to not have faith in the people of this community. But it's still a big, big number.
It is. And you always, we very rarely talk about the goal, you know, and how much, just because we're like, well, what if, you know, and but, you know, our community is so generous and they come through year after year. This is, I think, an important thing for everybody in our community to help people.
It's a basic level of help that just about everybody can wrap their arms around.
Exactly.
You know, a kid not going to bed hungry.
Exactly.
I mean, if you can't relate to that or understand that, good for you. You're living a really nice life. But I think most people can say at a community level, that we ought to at least be able to conquer that.
Exactly. We ought to at least be able to feed our community. And, you know, it's like you said, it's an easy thing to wrap your head around. It's not looking at outcomes. It's not looking at some of these other things. It's, I know I fed somebody. I know I helped be a part of feeding a child in our community, a family in our community. And, you know, I know the food pantries are seeing a lot of, I think we say this every year, but especially last year and now this year,
different people.
It's catching up, and you know, there's so many families that are new to this that have not had to do this before, and you know, it's a hard thing I'm sure for families to do, but we're so happy that we're able to be a part of that in some way to make sure that they have that access, and you know, Don't quote me on this, but I mean, I think it was well over 700 new families just at one of our pantries that they saw over the last year. And
we saw this with the food distribution days, the food box distribution days. It was just stunning to me. I don't know why, because I know the need. I mean, we spend 12 hours, you know, every year talking about the need and the community stepping up to meet that need. But this was a reverse of that. It was seeing the front end. And I don't even know how to describe those mornings.
No, and you get me all worked up here. I remember standing out there looking at the parking lot and just tearing up like, oh my gosh, like, you're right. We don't see that need like that. We know it's there, but when it's kind of in your face like that, it's wow. Like, people I know that I would never have imagined were in a situation like that, that were, you know, sitting in the parking lot waiting. And we were so happy that we were able to partner with the Community Foundation, Newhoff, Central Illinois Food Bank, to be able to provide that.
And Crossing, and everybody that's been on board with helping out. All right, we'll take a break. Nick, the thing I can compare it to is, like, you know, growing up, in your history books, you had pictures, like black and white pictures of, you know, food lines, you know, during the Great Depression, soup lines. And you just, you know, you always had a hard time sort of being able to comprehend that.
To relate to that.
Yes. Yeah. And that's what it looked like when we did, you know, three or four of those. But that first one, I had to walk away. I kind of felt like overwhelmed, like, you know, with, and just took a long walk down towards the Herald and Review where the cars were just lined up, ready to go. I mean, so I know that there are cynical people out there that think that everything like this is some sort of scam and people are just trying to figure out a way to live off other people, or they're just lazy, or they won't. I mean, there's a certain amount of people that have that. I find that to be, you know, it's cynical. Are there people who take advantage of services? Yes. Will there always be people who take advantage of someone else? Yes. But when you look people in the eye on a morning like that, and you see every age demographic and every ethnicity and every, if you're cynical after experiencing that, you better go to a heart doctor, because I'm not sure you're alive.
It does something to you.
Yeah.
I mean, it makes you, nobody wants to go do that. They don't want to sit in a line and wait for food.
And a lot of them are embarrassed to be there. And you know, it's just, the need is real, folks. That's the point. And you can make a difference on October 8th or leading up to it. You can go to nowdecatur.com or uwdecatur.org to sign up to volunteer or give right now. We'll take a break, back with more right after this.
Join the nursing team at Memorial, where your care makes a difference. If you're passionate about your patients, career, and community, see why Memorial means more. We offer competitive salaries, benefits, and a great team-oriented environment dedicated to seeing you thrive. Great health and great nursing careers start here. Visit jobs.choosememorial.org/community to see all Memorial Health System has to offer. Memorial is an equal opportunity employer.
You've set your financial goals. One kid plans to go Big Ten, the other Ivy. Your bucket list includes seaside sunrises and sunsets on the slopes, or perhaps a second home away from it all. Busey Bank can help develop the right investment strategy to take charge of the years ahead. Busey Bank, building business, growing wealth since 1868. Proud to be the official bank of the Fighting Illini. Member FDIC.
Dear Exit Strategy, let's pick the perfect Toyota for our great escape. Slip away to a tranquil lake in the sporty Camry. Admire starlit nights in the elegant Venza. Escape into an emerald forest in the adventurous RAV4. Discover a new hideout in the spacious Highlander. Or climb high above the chaos in the dynamic CHR. No matter which vehicle you choose, there's an exit from the ordinary to match. See you soon, Toyota.
Right now, get $500 customer cash on a new Corolla, CHR, Sienna, RAV4, Venza, or Highlander. Visit your local Toyota dealer or check out toyota.com and start planning your getaway today. Toyota, let's go places.
Cash back from Toyota Motor Sales USA, Inc. must be applied to the transaction. No cash payment will be made to consumer. Excludes TRD and hybrid models. Does not include college grad or military rebate. Varies by region. See dealer for details. Offer ends 10/4/21.
You're listening to Buyers & Company, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Back here on a Thursday. Good morning and welcome. Debbie Bogle in the studios today. I consider this my mission this week is to embarrass and make Tanya Andrix as awkward as humanly possible by showering praise down on her individually.
I don't think it's going to take much for her to feel uncomfortable
no,
with that,
she's
Brian.
Already really uncomfortable, but we're going to do it every day, and including tonight as she joins the Diamond Honorees Club from the Girl Scouts. I think about this, and I think about the blessings we have in this community, and life comes down to this. And Nick, one of the more surprising things, I think, over the years that I learned. When I started doing this show, I was 29 years old. I had a career going another direction and backed into this accidentally. And, you know, you get because it's a public job, because you get to meet people coming through here, you get invited to participate in things. And, you know, the first couple of years, you kind of sit in a room and you go, okay, I'm not really sure I belong in this room. I'm just going to listen to what the people have to say. And then sooner or later, you kind of realize, well, I'm getting invited here for a reason, so they must want to know what I say, to then kind of like, would you quit asking me to be on this stuff? I'm kidding. But what you learn is that in a community this size, you know, there's a couple hundred people, if that, you know, that do a lot of the heavy lifting, you know, in a community that make a gigantic difference. And it doesn't mean there's not a lot of people that participate in things. I'm just saying you go to a board, you go to a meeting, you go to, and you see a lot of the same people. You've seen this, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
And what you find is there's a lot of people who go, oh, I can't get in the club or the club. There's no club. There's just people that are willing to do the extra work, right?
Exactly.
And they would love to have help. There's no shutting anybody out.
Absolutely.
Trust me. You saw that with your board introduction course, right? I mean, you know, and you know what it's like trying to fill a board. It's not that anybody's going, oh, you can't be at the table. We need more people volunteering to be at the table.
Exactly.
Yeah, there are a lot of people in the community that I only know from them doing things. Like, I don't know them from work. I don't know them from hanging out. I just know them from being at things that they're doing stuff.
It gets to the point where, I mean, there have been a number of conversations where three or four meetings into a day pre-COVID, we're like, why do we just keep picking up and going to a different office to meet with the same people about a different subject?
Exactly, exactly.
But I think, what would our community look like without Tanya Andrix?
You know, her vision and when she started at Crossing, it just completely changed our community.
It's unrecognizable today from where it was, and where it was, by the way, for a long time.
Exactly.
It wasn't a new organization she took over.
Right. And she took that and just, I think she doubled the amount of people that they could serve. It's an incredible place. And, you know, we talk about a lot of that stuff, but I'm actually a client at Crossing because their service is so amazing.
Me too.
Right after I had my aneurysm, Tanya was, she would come pick me up and take me to the doctor and take me to Crossing. And I've never had better service. And an example, a couple weeks ago, my daughter, my daughter was here and she had to go get tested for COVID because she was not feeling well. And so we went over there and did the shield test. Their employees were so over the top amazing. From the minute we walked in the door to the minute we left, even offering, I'll be at the main building tomorrow. If anything happens or you feel worse, you come over there and talk to me. I mean, it was just, when you get home, here's what I want you to do. I want you to drink this kind of tea and blah, blah, blah. You don't get that everywhere.
No.
She
treats everyone that way.
Exactly. And this wasn't Tanya. This was her employee.
I know, but I'm saying that that isn't just sort of, oh, Debbie runs the United Way favor kind of thing.
They didn't know
they
who
do
I
that
was. Yes.
With everyone.
And, you know, I called Tanya afterwards and I said, I just got to say, like, this place is amazing. And it comes from the top and trickles all the way to every employee. And I... kudos, because this is an amazing treasure we have in this community.
And what she does, unlike a lot of people, is that she constantly wants to be better.
Yes.
I mean, it's never enough. And in an industry where it can be very bureaucratic, you know, that is such a fresh sense of looking at things. And I've watched what's happening with the Community Cares Campus and giving people another shot at life or a third shot or a fourth shot, whatever it might be. And those people get treated with the same dignity and the same respect. And we have people who have changed their lives and changed our community for the better because of her ability to have that vision.
Exactly. And, you know, when we, I can give example after example, but when the Salvation Army, their men needed to be vaccinated. I mean, they're, you know, out in the community all the time. They're very high risk. And when we called Crossing, you don't get this everywhere where the CEO says, I'll be there. And she comes over and she's administering these shots, you know, and, you know, we were able to get all of their staff and all of their clients vaccinated. And so you don't see that everywhere.
No,
it's
don't.
Incredible.
Well, she's being honored tonight. She deserves it. She will completely deflect to the team. So that's why we're going to be embarrassing her every day this week.
She deserves it.
Absolutely. She does. And her entire team.
Yes.
No wrong answer there. Debbie, appreciate seeing you.
Thank you.
UWDecatur.org. Get a campaign started. Do some good. Add your name to that list of the people who are doers.
Exactly. It'll be fun.
Trust me. They want your help.
We need your help.
Yes.
You've been listening to the Newhoff Media Podcast Network. For more, visit newhoffmedia.com.